talking.
I never like to listen to my own voice.
Oh, really? What is
state
it?
Your name for the record.
Wout.
Wout.
Wout de Vrigger.
Right. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
What time did you arrive in Amsterdam?
Saturday.
Saturday already?
No, Sunday.
Sunday. So you've been preparing the conference as well?
I was in the jury for the new members.
And
oh, you're not supposed to know that. But I mean, I was never intended to be one of the interviewed people. You just ask other people.
Well, we're trying to capture the mood of the conference.
It didn't even start yet.
All right.
Type radio. Now we are talking.
Type radio.
Now we're talking.
Could you say your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Elisabeth Kopf.
And you live in?
In Vienna.
In Vienna. Austria.
So what is the first thing you think of when you think of Dutch design?
Dutch design?
Yeah.
The first thing is that it's very high standard. And there's a but in a very special way of designing. And I think Dutch design is very successful in its way to implement the idea of design worldwide. Because it works not only in the design studio, it also works on the street, and it works on the paper, it works everywhere, it works constantly.
And what would you say is the biggest difference between Austrian and...
the success. Yeah. Austrian design is not even in Austria very successful.
Oh, okay.
I'm teaching at the University of Applied Arts, so I can see that the creativity is fantastic, it's overwhelming. But the realization is a little bit difficult, and we're working on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Type Radio!
Now we're talking.
If you can state your name so that we can...
George Hardy.
Okay. So what is the first thing you think of when you think of Dutch design? Or who?
Rietveld, I'm afraid. Should be Dunbar or someone, but it's Rietveld.
In design, what would you consider... Unknown Land is the name of the conference. What would you consider unknown land in the field of graphic design?
That's a difficult question. Well, for me, anything to do with computers, I can get out of it that way. I'm knowing it better, but it is a lot of talk in the group we've been in so far, which is just judging and so on, about how fast it's going to change, and not whatever the word is, exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's going to be more digital, or if you start thinking, well, I can finally envisage a time when paper won't exist. It's more likely to be within an hour or two than you realize, So that's unknown and frightening.
What does it mean to you to be an AGI member?
It's just a great club. It's a wonderful place to meet people you admire, really. It's very nice in the sense that one doesn't get any feeling, one gets a lot of feeling of the subject and the debate, and absolutely none about commerce. It's just very nice. Relaxing. And, people from all over the world. I mean, there's some people who come very seldom, but if you try and go, it just becomes like a huge family.
Type radio.org.
The name is still Eustace Oehler.
Thank you.
What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Dutch design?
I Amsterdam. What a shitty logo that is.
Thank you.
No, one more question. What do you consider as unknown land?
First time it came about, it was in the stuff we were sent. I still don't know what it is because I didn't read my little document.
But what do you consider as unknown land for you in
design? In graphic design.
Oh, in graphic design?
Yeah.
This is going to be a really boring interview. Sorry.
We're capturing the ones of
you. I have no idea. This is a surreal kind of question. What is unknown land? I mean, if it's unknown, I don't know it. How should I know it if it's unknown?
Okay.
Could it be? I don't know. It's like... it's not been discovered yet.
A territory you
haven't
would like to venture into, but...
It's out there, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
It's big.
Exactly. What is it?
Oh, God. If I only knew.
Somebody help him.
Okay, last one.
What does it mean to be an AGI member for you?
Less every day. No. Don't take that off.
Less every day.
There are only two happy days in the life of a yacht owner. You know, somebody who buys a yacht. Yeah. The day he bought it and the day he sells it.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Well, figure out.
Okay.
No, it's great fun. I'm very honored. I'm very proud.
Thank you.
And my mother is very proud.
Does she know what the AGI means?
She does now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And my father as well. Thank you.
Radio.
New typeface.
Okay, you have to state your name.
My name is Anton Beke.
Thank you.
Anthony Beke. For Chinese people, Anthony Beke.
Okay. What is the first thing you think of when you think of Dutch design?
The first thing? The alphabet of Wim Kraul.
Which one?
The newest.
Okay.
The name of the conference is Unknown Land. Yeah. What is, for you personally, an unknown land in graphic design?
Well, of course, the computer. That's a big unknown land for me. I just do some steps in this country, but there is such a lot of space I don't never will be. Everything in my mind, and a lot of designers here, they have it in their mind, but what you can do, but how you can get it out. So you need the old pencil.
Yeah.
But it is unknown land.
What does it mean to be an AGI member for you?
Well, AGI, I'm already for a long time a member, and that means very long friendships. That is absolutely true. And for me, it was also something to be proud of, that people you respect and that they want you in their society.
Yeah.
That was for me, well, I'm a small boy from the street and I was happy that they accept me.
My name is Jelle van der Toren Vrijthof.
Thank you.
What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Dutch design?
Tolerance. I think, yeah, tolerance.
But also in design? How would you express that in design?
Well, tolerance in freedom of expression, in that way, or freedom of style, freedom of, you know. If you look at the movement that was started by Gert Dumber years ago, of course. That was very much accepted by the design society because it was something totally different, and it actually took over quite fast in a very broad sense. And these kind of styles, they actually live together quite harmoniously. So I think tolerance may be a word, maybe. Anyway, it's the word I was thinking about.
What do you consider unknown land in graphic design for you personally?
Unknown land is well, if you look at the traditional graphic design arena, then we think of posters, annual reports, branding, corporate identity, that kind of stuff. But on the fringes of that, there's a lot of design going on that we usually don't really see or that we're not conscious of. For instance, a tax form is actually, in Holland anyway, it's actually very consciously designed. And it's also a design specialism to design forms.
So in the global design arena, forms design is not considered to be very serious. So these are the kind of things we're talking about. All kinds of graphics, product graphics, for instance. All the graphics that you see on here. I mean, there's lettering on here.
Yeah.
And that is never considered to be a very kind of graphic job, right? I mean, every single typeface on here is actually thought about by a designer, how to put it there, what kind of size, color, etc., etc. Now that stuff is never taken in consideration if we are talking about graphic design. So that's the kind of thing we are going to explore.
Last question, what does it mean to be an AGI member for you personally?
I think, I suppose it's recognition. It's actually saying that you're supposed to belong to the best designers in the world. And although I don't really like to value that very much because I don't think that graphic design is of very great importance in the world. It's a very nice kind of thing, but to be an architect, for instance, has a lot more significance, right? So I like to be humble about being a member of AGI and humble about being in a group where only the best graphic designers belong. So that's the way I want to see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Typeradio.org.
My name is Max Kissman.
The first question is...
Change the question.
Right. What is it like to be an AGI member?
I don't know. I'm just a new member.
You just got member. Was it exciting to become a member?
Can't remember.
Right.
Just remember.
Right. Okay, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Dutch design?
I don't know.
We're getting better and better at this. Yeah. And what do you consider as, what is unknown land for you regarding design?
I don't know either.
Okay, that's why we're asking the question.
Well, in the dictionary, unknown is not known.
Not yet discovered.
I don't know. But I made a poster.
But there's not like a territory you want to venture into, but you're really not sure.
I think that's an interesting question.
Thank you.
but
you know what? You don't have an answer.
We had this one gaining territories. Well, when I was a little boy, and you know, we had a little game with a pocket knife. It was a
lunch pick. You have to throw in the knife in the ground, and when it's stuck, you have to make a line, and then you have to choose like one side. You sort of divide the square into like a four, and then you could take like one part. But you can, like from somebody else, you could take parts of the other guy.
That's when I decided to be a graphic designer.
Wow.
Straight lines. Wow. But don't, watch out, don't stab your foot.
Right, exactly. Don't hit your foot.
Going sideways. So do you record all this with a clear sound?
Thank you. Or do you want to continue?
Type Radio FM.
Now we're talking.
Okay, my name is Ben Veit-Herbert.
What is the first thing you think about when you think of Dutch design?
Wim Kraul, I suppose.
And what do you consider as unknown land in graphic design for you? Something that you would like to discover or?
Never thought about. Just going on. Yes, that's. Every day you do your work and you always start to do something new. But if that's what you think of unknown land. That's what I do.
what is being an AGI member mean to you?
Well, I never thought about it.
But you did accept.
I did accept it, yes. I hope I answered all your questions.
We'll ask you again tomorrow. You've got tonight to think about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.